welcome again to the month of October, to the last quarter of 2022. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. Everything that pertains to this month for you, to this last quarter, shall be delivered. The joy and the celebration we experience this morning shall remain permanently with us. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. El Shaddai Elayon. Rofeka Mekadesh. We give you the praise and the honor for this morning. Breathe upon the service, Lord. Let not one person live here the same way they have come. Give us a change of story. Everyone that is here this morning, we worship you, we honor you, and we adore you. Be glorified. The only things that will happen here this morning are the things that only you can do. Do it, Lord, for the glory of your name. In Jesus' precious name. Go on ahead and give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. And before you sit down, help me shake someone's hands near you and tell them your celebration shall continue. Your celebration shall continue. Your celebration shall continue. Presence of the Lord. That is how church should be. It's full of living people. And so it's a place of life. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Welcome you to the blessing Sunday of the month of October. And I am speaking this morning very, very quickly on the subject, the content of the blessing of God. The content of the blessing of God. Our objective is to understand what the blessing of God contains. In Proverbs chapter 10 and in verse 22, he said, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow. What does the blessing of God contain? It is clear in Scripture that the blessing of God in the life of a man is a treasure of non-quantifiable worth. The blessing of God in the life of a person is a treasure of non-quantifiable worth. It's a treasure whose worth cannot be quantified. The blessing of the Lord is a loaded package for the enhancement of man's life and destiny. Loaded package. The blessing of God is beyond money. Every time we talk about the blessing, we talk about the blessing or that someone is blessed, the first thing that comes to people's mind is riches, wealth. It's far beyond it. Blessed people can be wealthy, but wealthy people are not necessarily blessed. Blessed people can be rich, but rich people are not necessarily blessed. Money, riches can come from any source. The blessing is a package that carries benefits that money can't buy, that money can't offer. benefits, details, far beyond the reach of cash. That blessing was behind the making of Abraham. The making of people like Abraham. The making of people like Isaac. The making of people like Jacob. Having said all of that, it doesn't matter what you have. If you don't have the blessing, you don't have much. And it doesn't matter what you lack. If you have the blessing of God, you have too much. Doesn't matter what you have. If you don't have the blessing of God, you don't have much. And it doesn't matter what you lack. If you have the blessing of God, you have too much. Question is, what is in the blessing? What does the blessing carry? Number one, divine presence. The presence of God is the privilege of the blessed. Divine presence. Really blessed men and blessed women, when you come around them, you feel God. When you come around them, you experience God. When you come around them, you sense God. That was the secret of Joseph in Genesis chapter 39 verse 2. Joseph the blessed. And the Lord was with Joseph. Genesis chapter 39 also verse 21. And the Lord was with Joseph. The presence of God is natural with the blessed. So, you can see what I mean. It is possible to have money and carry the presence of the devil. Maybe because of the occultic root of that money. Maybe because of the sinful nature of life. But it is not possible to carry the blessing and lack the presence. That was the secret also of David. In 1 Samuel chapter 18 and in verse 14, the Bible said, and David behaved himself wisely in all his ways, and the Lord was with him. David the blessed was David the carrier of divine presence. He carried the presence of God. Also, example number three is Job. Job in Job chapter 29 and in verse 4 to verse 5. Job 29 verse 4 to verse 5, he said, as I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle, he said, when the Almighty was yet with me, when my children were about me, that was before his challenge came, when the Almighty was with me, Job carried the presence of God as a man who was blessed. And the presence of God is the answer to the pressures of life. I'm sure you know that. The presence of God is the answer to the pressures of life. For in thy presence is fullness of joy. Psalm 16 and in verse 11. And at thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. The presence of God is the answer to the pressures of life. And of course you know that the presence of God is what is called the anointing. The presence of God is what is called the anointing. So blessed people are literally anointed people. Why? Because they carry the presence of God. I see somebody seated here today that is going to move from here with a palpable, tangible dimension of the presence of God like never before. In the name of Jesus, if you are that one, shout the loudest, amen. Number two, content of the blessing is divine direction. Do you see that? Divine direction. Divine direction. Being guided by God. Being guided by God. Divine direction. Divine guidance. What is the business of God with a man who made money his own way? What is, well, man, he's on his own. Whatever he gets it either by intuition or by trial and error or by anything. or by experience or by anybody's advice, but a man, a woman who is blessed is divinely guided by God. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, we saw, that's our example number one, Abraham. Example number one, now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, to a land that I will show thee. And Abraham departed. God was talking to Abraham, the blessed, the candidate of the blessing, and he was giving him direction. We saw in the life of Isaac as well, number two example, the direction of God coming in Genesis chapter 26 and in verse 1 all the way to verse 6, Genesis chapter 26. And there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down to Egypt. Direction. Dwell in this land, which I shall tell thee of. Direction. Direction. Don't go to Egypt. Don't go to Egypt. Direction. 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 And then in Genesis chapter 35 and in verse 1. God, that's example number three, God giving direction to Jacob. And God said unto Jacob, arise, go up to Bethel, and dwell there, and make there an altar unto God that appeared unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of thy brother. Direction. Direction. You know that direction is the escape route from destruction. Direction averts destruction. Direction averts disaster. There are people who became victims of disaster for lack of direction. You know that direction is the key to distinction. When you are directed, you stand out. Your life is different from others. Direction is key to distinction. And do you know that direction brings acceleration? You run faster if you see clearer. You move faster if you see clearer. People are where they are because they don't know what to do. When you know what to do, you live where you are. Am I communicating? It's direction. Somebody say amen. Somebody came to me the other day. He said, sent me a message. He said he has a presentation to make in one of the largest business platforms in America. And he was chosen with other millionaires and billionaires around the world to come and give a talk on a Christian perspective of business. And top business people, the top most top. Last year, Donald Trump spoke there. And then also Ben Carson, the neurosurgeon. And this year, he used to speak there with somebody. He said, can I just assist him what to say? Or rather, just guide him. So I sat with him, and his message is to be between 5 to 7 minutes. Alright? And in that 5 to 7 minutes, you can make sense. Because if you can't make sense in 1 minute, you can't make sense in 1 hour. You know, and by the time we're through talking, one of the things I told him, I said in Christian business perspective, there is a direction perspective. A divine guidance perspective. Where God shows you where your portion is. You follow his direction, you locate your possession. He said, sir, this one line is enough for me. he said, I will just drop one. Hallelujah. Very, very important. And the blessing of God grants you direction. You don't live your life by trial and error. You live your life by accurate direction. As I speak right now, I'm aware that people are connected all around the world. I prophesy to you today the direction that will cause you to locate your possession is coming for you right now. Can I hear amen like a believer? If you're saying amen, shout the loudest amen. So you can see that this thing is beyond money. It's beyond money. It goes. So those who are looking for money will keep on mourning. Right? But those who look for God and his blessing, they have a package that money cannot offer. That is divine presence. Number two, divine direction. Number three is divine or supernatural favor. The blessing of God carries favor inside. Favor is a major heritage of the blessed. When a man is blessed, when a woman is blessed, they don't beg for favor. Favor looks for them. There is something about you that makes you likable. You are likable. Something about you makes you attractive. Something about you makes you an attraction when you carry the blessing of God. Again, three examples. Joseph was our number one example. Genesis chapter 39, and in verse 2 all the way, if you read all the way to verse 5, and the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and was in the house of his master the Egyptian, and his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand, and then Joseph found grace, and that is favor. He found grace. Blessed people don't struggle for grace. They locate grace. They locate favor. In verse 21, we saw also how God was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Now, example number two, Israel. When Israel was coming out of Egypt, one of the things God loaded them with as the children of the blessed was favor. Exodus chapter 11 and in verse 3. Exodus chapter 11 and in verse 3. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh's servants, and in the sight of the people. Favor. Exodus 12 and in verse 36. Exodus 12 and in verse 36. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required. And they emptied Egypt. They spoiled the Egyptians. They emptied Egypt. God is about to give somebody favor that will empty the resources of the wicked in a short while. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. In Psalm 44 and in verse 3, the Bible said they did not get the land, for they got not the land in possession by their own sword. Neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thine arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou hast a favor unto them. God gave the children of Israel favor, and that favor gave them possessions. Somebody say aloud, amen. Third example, Daniel, in Daniel chapter 1 and in verse 9, in the land of Babylon, God brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. He carried the blessing of God, and that blessing of God gave him favor. You know what favor does? Favor gives you the mystery of supernatural exemption. Your case is different. Your case is always different. When you carry favor, your case is always different. Favor makes it your turn again when it has not yet gone round once. Say, take again. Hey! Somebody shout favor! Did the cold affect you from the rain? I am not speaking theory, I'm speaking practical. I am a victim of unusual favor, over favor, by the blessing of God on all fronts, in all dimensions, in all realms. And the favor of God is real from the blessing of God. The favor of God gives you resources you don't desire. The favor of God gives you results beyond your labor. Did you hear what I just said? Gives you results beyond your labor. Gives you returns beyond your impute. Rewards beyond your labor. That is what made the people of the old to become financially wealthy and loaded. I speak to someone here today. Favor is coming your way. By the blessing that is being spoken today, favor is coming your way. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. So we have seen three things that are the products of the blessing. Number one is divine presence. Number two, divine direction. Number three is divine or supernatural favor, which we just saw. Number four is divine preservation. The blessing of God preserves the carrier of the same. you carry the blessing preserves you. The blessing of God is a preserver of lives and destinies. In Isaiah chapter 65 and in verse 8, Isaiah chapter 65 and in verse 8, it says, thus saith the Lord, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one saith, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it. So will I do for my servant's sake, that I may not destroy them. No? You know, the wealth of the wicked, the wealth that is general money, general resources will attract enmity. Am I communicating? It can attract witchcraft, attract all manner of things. That is why many rich people, okay, a couple of rich people try to look for some cult or some occult or some things that can protect them. Because as you become influential, as you become wealthy, those who want to cut you short are plenty. Am I communicating? Why should he be the one? Why should he be like this? That is why God in his wisdom gives you the provision, then gives you the protection. Do you understand what I'm talking about? He gives you the provision, gives you the protection, gives you the prosperity, gives you the security. That is his wisdom. That is his wisdom. So he secures his treasure. When you are a blessed man, you become a piece of divine treasure. You become a property that is not wasteable. I'm sure you know that. Even in the government system, places of high worth command high security. Since you were born, have you heard that armed robbers went and robbed at the presidential villa? Except those who dreamed that they died. And they wanted to go. I mean, shoot at sight. They just wasted for nothing. They buried them. Nobody knew their grave. You understand what I'm saying? Or the real central bank. Yeah, because I don't know of anybody, because there are some central bank bullion vans or something that they were laid on the road. Where things work is impossible. You know, was it snake or something that ate something? Some python ate something. Something. Praise the Lord. Somebody say loud amen. That is why we must allow God to make us. Because if God has made you, no devil cannot make you. If God has helped you, no witch can harm you. If God has raised you, no occultic power can erase you. I speak to someone here today. Every force of hell that is trying to cut you short, today they are cut short. In the name of Jesus, they are cut short. Take yourself. Now you saw what happened to Abraham. Abraham, Abimelech was looking for Abraham's trouble. And then God appeared to Abimelech in the night in Genesis chapter 20 and in verse 3. You remember how Abimelech, the king of the Philistines, took Abraham's wife, and God came to Abimelech in the dream by night and said to him, behold, you are a dead man because of the woman which you have taken, for she's a man's wife. You are a dead man. You are not planning to die. You died already. I just came to inform you of your death. You are a dead man. The man said, I am innocent. I'm sorry. It's okay. Go and look for the man in a hurry. Because you are a dead man waiting to be buried. The same God did for Laban in Genesis 31 verse 24. He appeared to Laban, who was looking for Jacob's trouble. And God came to Laban the Syrian in a dream by night and said unto him, take heed that you don't speak to Jacob good or bad. Touch him, I touch you. That was God. And you know how the blessing was on Joseph? Did you ever know the mystery why Joseph was considered dead by his brethren?
What they did for Joseph, there was no plan for survival. When Joseph met his brethren, and his brethren say, how many are you? They say, we are 11 children. One is dead. We are 12, one is dead. They were talking to Joseph. We are 12, you are dead. Because they finished the operation. It's like those who came in for, who went for, assassination, and they thought they have finished the man. One man testified here the other time from one of the states in Nigeria where they finished with him, and they thought they finished with him until they realized that he was alive. His intestines were out for about, is it 8 or 10 hours? I'm sure you remember the testimony. Until he recognizes a killer in front of the police. They thought they finished, but look at what happened. Genesis 37 verse 28. Very mysterious. Genesis 37 and in verse 28. Then they are passed by. Now, back up to verse 27. Come and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites and let us let our hand be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh, and his brethren will come to. Now verse 28. Then they are passed by Midianites' merchantmen, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites. Joseph was cast in the pit. He could have had a head injury. Anything could have happened to Joseph while in the pit. He could have met pythons in the pit. But the blessing was too much on Joseph for him to die just like that. He had a destiny. He was headed somewhere. And he was preserved by the blessing. Where blood is shed, yours will never be shed. Those waiting to rejoice and celebrate your death, they will wait until they themselves die. In the name of Jesus, by the blessing of the Lord, you shall not be cut short before your time. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Number six. Was it number six? Number five is divine health and vitality. The blessing makes for health. It makes for vitality. God's wealth comes with health. The wealth of the world may come with affliction. Some of the affliction can be very expensive. But God's wealth comes with health. That was the meaning where he said, the gift of God maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Abraham lived, Genesis 25 and in verse 8. Abraham lived. Then Abraham gave up the ghost and died in a good old age. An old man, full of sickness. Full of sickness. Is that what the Bible said? Full of years. And he was gathered unto his people. The same with Isaac. Genesis 35 and in verse 29. Genesis 35 and in verse 29. Genesis 3:5. And Isaac gave up the ghost and died. And was gathered unto his people. Being old and full of disease. Full of days. Full of days. The same with Joseph. Genesis chapter 50 and in verse 26. Genesis 50:26. He said, so Joseph died, being 110 years old. And the embalming was already going on in Egypt at that time. And he was put in a coffin in Egypt. That was Joseph. Everyone under this sound of my voice that is a victim of any trace of disease in your body, this month, this day, it is arrested. If you are saying amen, say it louder, amen. Say, I am too blessed to be afflicted. Say, I reject every trace of affliction in my body. I reject disease. I reject now. Give the Lord a shout of praise. 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 Give the Lord a loudest shout of praise. Our month is our month of overflowing grace and glory for liberty, vitality, and health. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. The meaning of that is anything that changed your life and your destiny, this month the change shall scatter. Every inherited or generational affliction, this month it shall be broken. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Look at your neighbor, say, I'm going free this month. Say, no devil can bound me. Can bind me this month. Give the Lord a shout of praise. That is what the blessing of God does for you. In your 80s, you are moving in strength. God's servant bishop, pastor W.F. Kumuyi is 81 years old. He's moving about in all manner of crusades with all energy. Pastor Adeboye is 80. Kenneth Copeland is about 86. He's still flying his aircraft up till today. Gloria Copeland is about 80. She looks like 18. Did you see her? That is an 80-year-old girl. Hey! Those people are the symbol of the blessing. And you can see her. You are 25 and you are looking so old. Today is the end of such life. Today is the end of such affliction. Today is the end of such challenge. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Hallelujah. Divine health. Number 6 is divine peace and joy. The blessing of the Lord make it rich. Added no sorrow. Peace and joy. Peace. We saw that in Proverbs 10:22. Peace and joy. You remember Joseph was a man who operated with joy and peace. In Genesis chapter 40, he was so at peace that he was telling other prisoners and finding out why they were sorrowful. Why are you sorrowful? We are all in prison. Why are you looking like this? Genesis chapter 40 and in verse 5. Move to verse 6. And Joseph came in unto them in the morning, and they looked upon them, and behold, they were sad. And he asked Pharaoh's officers that were with him in the ward of the slaughter, saying, said, wherefore look ye so sadly today? And they said, a prisoner asking other prisoners, why are you sad? Which means he wasn't sad. He carried something that forbade sadness. Am I communicating? Your life can carry permanent sunshine. Possible by the blessing. Everybody around you is just lively and excited. You are a joy tonic. An irrigator of excitement. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody say loud amen. Other unbelievers are just battling one nightmare after another. He may be a billionaire. So one billionaire was seated and talking with a brother. And the brother just dozed while they were talking. He said, what? You can sleep as easy as that? He said, no matter how he tries, he can't cross more than 2 hours in the night. No sleep. Billions without sleep. What sort of miserable billions are those? In 1 Kings chapter 5 and in verse 4, Solomon the trillionaire, the quadrillionaire, in his day said, but now the Lord my God has given me rest on every side. I am at peace. Nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking. I just did. So that there is neither adversary nor evil occurring. That is what the blessing is all about. You are cool, you are calm, you are collected, unruffled, stable. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say amen at the top of your voice. Shout a louder believer, say amen. When you are blessed, everything around you enjoys it because you are at rest. How many of you know that when you are stressed, everything around you is under pressure? So shall it be. Today, I announce to someone, whatever has put your joy under pressure, that thing is under arrest now. Whatever has put your peace under pressure, it is under arrest now. I speak peace, I speak rest. Shout the loudest amen. Finally, for this morning, the blessing of the Lord is responsible, number 7, for supernatural captivity turnaround. Supernatural captivity turnaround. Captivity turnaround. The blessing of the Lord is key to the turnaround of captivity. Abraham, first example, was in a family where everybody was in chain. Living without succeeding. Starting without finishing. Dying before time. That was what was Abraham's family's portion. Until Jehovah came in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, all the way to verse 3, and shifted Abraham, broke the captivity, and turned it. Example number 2, Job, in Job chapter 42 and in verse 10, Job 42 and in verse 10, and the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave him twice as much as he had before, and the Lord blessed the latter end of Job. He blessed Job immensely. Turn around. The same way that light and darkness cannot coexist, blessings and curses can coexist. I'd like you to understand that. They are mutually exclusive. Diametrically opposed. The presence of one is the absence of the other. If light is there, darkness has to go. If the blessing is there, the curse has to go. That is the benefit of this blessing Sunday. So that if your father did not bless you, your spiritual father will bless you. So that if anybody curses you, the blessing of your father can reverse the curse. And I'm sure you know that the spiritual is superior to the physical. The spiritual is senior to the natural. Am I communicating at all? Today, I dare every ancestral curse in your life. I command them to bow now. Every generational curse, every family curse, every occultic curse, every work of diabolism, today is their end. This season is their end. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Lift your voice and say in the name of Jesus. In my life, every captivity is turning now. This is how strong the blessing is. The blessing can make your case different from those of your family members. That was what he did for Abraham. He set him apart. Everybody had this negative identity except Abraham. It can make your case different from everyone in your community. Can make your cases. The blessing can take you where nobody from where you came from had ever been. And I'm speaking from experience. It's a blessing. Make your case different from those of your family members. Can change the narrative, the line of talk, the line of thought, a paradigm shift in the spirit realm. Where the things are not the way they used to be. Somebody who believes that shall be your portion, shall the loudest say amen. How many of you are trusting God for that blessing right now? Lift your hands and your voice and say, Father, I connect and receive the blessing of the Lord today. I connect, I receive that blessing now. Take your seat 1 minute and we shall pray shortly. What is the way of the blessing? Having said all the things that the blessing will do for us, the divine presence, the divine direction, supernatural favor, divine preservation, divine health and vitality, peace and joy, supernatural captivity turnaround. What is the way of the blessing? Number one is the covenant walk. The covenant walk with God is the way of the blessing. Covenant is commitment with sacrifice. Genesis chapter 50 verse 5. Sorry, Psalm 50 and in verse 5. Gather my sins together. Those that made the covenant with me by sacrifice. Commitment with sacrifice. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob were covenant partners of God. Like they used to say in our place, where they said these two people are so close that even a needle can't pass between them. That's covenant with God. Where nothing comes between you and your God. Nothing comes between you and your God. Where nothing takes the place of God in your life. And where nothing is too big to give up for God. Did you hear that? It's like a tripod stand. Nothing comes between you and your God. Nothing takes the place. Nobody and nothing takes the place of God in your life. And nothing is too big to give up for God. It's called covenant. Anybody who knows you, both those who love you and those who hate you, they all are in agreement that the most important person in your life is God. That the most important thing that can be said about you is that you belong to God. It's a covenant walk. Say the God of Abraham, Abraham of God. Oh yeah, you are just, you and God are just like that. It's covenant. Talking of tithe, that is kindergarten. You went beyond tithe sins. Tithe is shadow. You are not talking of tithe. You have passed tithe sins. Somebody say amen. That walk of covenant will give you, take you into a realm that the wealthy people and people of position in the earth can't access. One man sat in the first class of an aircraft and his friend sat with him. He saw somebody that he met on the aircraft. And he told the man, he said, I want to tell you something. He said, in all likelihood, whatever you have, I have. That is, if you are rich, I am rich. Anything you have, in all probability, I have too. But I want to tell you something I have that you may not have. Jesus. Relationship with God. Connection to El Shaddai. Hallelujah. The walk of covenant. Number two is obedience to divine instruction. If you hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, all these blessings shall come upon you. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1 to 2. Obedience. God said it, you did it. God asked to move, you moved. Obedience is the way of the blessing. The rebellious, Psalm 68 verse 6, will always dwell in the dry land. God set the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. The rebellious will always dwell in a dry. If there is dryness around you, it's possible that there is something, an instruction you are negotiating. Something God said to do that you are not doing. Obedience to to divine instruction. Lord, is there something you are saying to me I'm not doing? Is there something you have spoken I have not heard? Covenant walk, obedience of divine instruction. And number three is kingdom service. Kingdom service. Ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water. Ye shall serve the Lord your God. Serve in the house. Serve. In the house. Serve on evangelism. On the road. I know people. One young man brought me a proposal of what God is doing in his life. Massive. Massive. What's his duty in church? Faithful toilet cleaner. He's there all the time. He's posted. He's in church. He's faithful. It's what I'm not talking of. A job of 1 million or 2 million naira. We're talking in dollars and euros. One man that I know, the last time he brought a document for me to pray for him for his job, it was a 126 billion naira job that he was to do. He was mobilized over 50%. Faithful usher in his church. Wife, faithful choir member. Any bigness that makes you too big to serve God is not a scriptural bigness. Abraham was called Abraham, my servant. Moses, my servant. David, my servant. All those big people in the Bible were actively serving. They served, they served, they served. Serve in the house. Serving in soul winning. Your friends are pulled to church, pulled to God. Business associates, you are speaking to them. And then, you get blessed of God and step into a realm of resources that no devil can pull you down from. Till today, if I'm driving in the premises, I see paper on the ground, I have to stop most times to pick it. My people will pick it. I've refused to be the boss. If I was the boss, I won't be fasting anymore or doing anything anymore. But I'm fasting now more than I fasted 20 years ago. Are you feeling what I'm saying now? It's a new day for somebody. Who is that person whose story God is changing right now? If you are that person, shout the loudest amen. If you are that person, shout the loudest amen. If you are that person, stand up on your feet and shout the loudest amen. Lift up your two hands and give him the praise, give him the honor, give him the adoration. Father, we worship you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Magnify his name. Worship his name. Honor him. Adore him. Magnify him. Magnify him. Magnify him. Magnify him. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. We give you the worship. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your hands and your voices and say after me, say, Father.
Father.
I've come before you today.
I've come before you today.
I receive your help.
I receive your help.
And your mercy.
And your mercy.
To walk.
To walk.
In the covenant.
In the covenant.
With you.
With you.
I receive your help.
I receive your help.
I receive your help.
I receive your help.
I receive your mercy.
I receive your mercy.
To walk.
To walk.
In the covenant.
In the covenant.
I receive that grace.
I receive that grace.
Today.
Today.
To walk.
To walk.
In the covenant.
The covenant.
Of the supernatural blessing.
Supernatural blessing.
Of God.
Of God.
I receive
that grace.
That grace.
Right now.
Right now. In the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Now open your mouth and pray. Thank you. Pray, 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 pray. I receive, I receive, I receive, I receive, I receive, I receive, I receive the grace, the help, the mercy to walk in the covenant. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, lift your hands and your voice and say, Father, help me to obey you. I receive the grace to obey divine instructions. Father, if there is any instruction I am disobeying, show me, Lord. Open my eyes. Open my understanding to see the instruction I am disobeying, so I can obey you completely and totally. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and speak to God. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your hands and say after me, say, Father,
Father,
I receive the grace
to be committed, to be dedicated,
and faithful
to kingdom service.
In the name of Jesus, help me, Lord, to serve you faithfully, dedicatedly, in your work, in your assignment. I receive that grace today, in the name of Jesus, to serve you in the house, to serve you in soul winning, in evangelism. I receive that grace now. Open your mouth and pray. I receive it. Jesus, lift your hands and pray for this nation. Say, Father, we ask that you'll establish your blessing upon our nation, Nigeria, and deliver us from every curse of darkness, every curse of oppression, every curse of bloodshed, every curse of backwardness, underdevelopment, stagnation, banditry, kidnapping. Father, deliver us from this curse by your blessing upon our nation. We receive the release of your blessing on our nation, Nigeria. Now, open your mouth and pray. We receive the release of your blessing on our nation, Nigeria, now. Jesus. Little boys and make demands. Lord, make me a visible representative of your blessing. How many of you know that at times when people see some situations, this is a curse. This family is cursed. This is nothing but a curse. The devil is so wicked. Oh, see what he has done here. How many of you know in the same manner, people can look at you. Say, God is so good. Oh, see what he has done in this life. All that see them shall acknowledge them. Psalm 61, I believe verse 9. That they are the seed which the Lord has blessed. Father, make me a visible representative of your blessing in my generation. Let your blessing be visible on my life. Can you place that scripture for me? And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and all and their offsprings among the people, and all that see them shall acknowledge, it shall be cleared. This is not the badness of the devil here now. We are seeing the goodness of God here. God is good to this man, good to his wife, good to his children, good everything around. Father, make me a visible representation of your goodness and your blessing to my generation. Use me to advertise your goodness. Use me to advertise your goodness. Use me to show the world that you are good. Use me to show the world that you are a good God. Lift your hands to your voice and say, Father,
Father,
I ask
that you will make me
a visible representative of your goodness and your blessing to my generation. Father, make me an advertising agent for your goodness and your blessing in my generation. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, pray. Help me to be a visible representation of your blessing to my generation. Generation, use me to show the world that you are a good God in the name of Jesus. Use me to advertise your goodness and your blessing to your generation in Jesus' precious name. Watch out, something is about to happen from this prayer. We are going to pray. There is some situation of flood around the country in some places, Lokoja area, Benue area, and those places that are bordering on river banks and so on. We're going to pray and decree because many people are displaced, houses flooded. I'm sure how many of you have heard of that already? And we are going to decree in the book of Job, chapter 38, verse 8. Who shut up the sea with doors? When it break forth, as if it has issued out of the womb. When I made a cloud, the garment thereof, and thick darkness, a swaddling band for it. And break up for it my decreed place, and set bars and doors, that is against the sea. And said, hitherto shall thou come, but no further. Your proud waves are arrested. Your proud waves are arrested. So far have you come no further. The rivers, the flow of the rivers that are trying to flood the river Niger, the river Benue, thus far have you come and no further. We declare the arrest and the receding of the waves of the sea and the rivers. Lift your voice and say, Father,
Father,
we decree
to the flooding situation
in Nigeria and around the world, in Pakistan,
we decree
thus far and no further.
In
the name of Jesus,
thus far and no further.
We command
the arrest
of the flooding
situation
around the country
now,
in the name of Jesus.
Mabashataka,
open your mouth and pray.
We decree
the arrest of the flooding situation.
The arrest of the flooding situation.
We decree the arrest of the flood.
The arrest of the flood.
Thus far and no further.
We command the arrest
of this flooding situation
around the country.
In
Jesus'
precious name.
Finally,
the easiest way
for God to turn
your captivity
is when you pray
for your friends.
Job 42
and in verse 10.
And Job
and God turned
the captivity of Job.
One of the things we say
that the blessing will do
is captivity
turnaround.
Father,
we ask
that anybody
connected,
related,
associated
with this ministry
today,
we demand
that their captivity
be broken.
Spiritual
captivity,
financial
captivity,
marital
captivity,
career
captivity,
captivity
in the hands of
terrorists,
captivity
in the hands of
kidnappers.
Anybody
connected,
related,
associated
in any
form of captivity,
we
command the turn
of that captivity
now.
And while
you are praying that,
yours is turning.
Are you ready for that?
Lift your
voice and your hands and say,
Father,
we decree
today,
anyone
connected,
associated,
related
with
this commission
in any
form
of captivity,
spiritual,
financial,
mental,
career-wise,
banditry,
kidnap,
terrorism,
captivities,
anyone
in any
form
of captivity
this morning
that
is connected,
related,
and associated
with
this commission,
we
command
that
captivity
broken
now.
Open your
mouth and pray.
We
command the captivity
over.
We command the
captivity torn.
We command
the captivity
over.
We command
the captivity
torn.
We command
the captivity
over.
We command
it torn.
We command the captivity torn.
Everyone
in the den of
kidnappers,
in the den
of terrorists,
in the
den of bandits,
in the
den of
robbers,
we
demand that they be
released now,
and their
captivity
turned now,
in the name
of Jesus.
Thank you,
Father.
In
Jesus'
precious
name,
the Lord
has heard and answered us.
Lift your hands and
appreciate Him.
Honor Him.
Worship
Him.
We're going
to take this song.
Now,
while we take
that song, now lift
your hands 1 minute.
While we
take that song, 2 things
will happen.
First of all,
you are here
this morning.
You have not yet
surrendered your life to
Jesus. You
remember the covenant
work is a
commitment between
you and God.
Nothing
between you and God.
Nothing taking the
place of God in your
life.
Complete
life of total
surrender.
Anywhere
you are
this
morning,
and you are in
need of surrender to
Jesus,
you want your
sins forgiven,
you want today
to mark a new day in
your life,
pick your bags
and pick your Bibles
and
quickly rush
to the front
right here. I
am going to pray for
you. You pick
your bags, you
pick your Bibles.
Pastor,
I need
to be a genuine
Christian.
I need my
sins forgiven.
I need
Jesus to
be Lord over my
life. I need
to be genuinely
saved.
Anywhere you are
like that, pick your
Bibles and pick your bags
and quickly
rush to the front here.
I'll give you the count of
7.
While that is going on, we also take our positions for the communion. One. God bless you. Run forward. Run. Two. Yet, we'll pray on it first before you take it. Again, those who are coming, come very, very fast. You are banned by tobacco smoking, by alcoholism, by fraud, fraudulent lifestyle, gambling. Something has taken over your life and you are trusting God to break pornography and any form of negative, unclean lifestyle. You want the yoke broken and you want to surrender your life to Jesus. Quickly pick your Bibles and pick your bags and rush to the front here. Let's pray for you. Let's go. Keep coming. I give you the count of five. Adoration to your name in the name of Jesus. I pray for everyone here today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. Help from above to live for God is released for you. And I call it done in Jesus' precious name.